T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, inviting you to come out, hang out with us on a Friday. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. It was so good to see so many folks this morning as Mike and I made our way downtown and were a part of the torch run that goes on with the Georgia Special Olympics, Mike. And it was the torch run 2018. So many folks involved with it. But I got to be honest, man, I kind of got a kick out of the fact that as we made our way downtown, we were in our station vehicle today. And a big shout out to Mike, who was one of our promotions guys. He was driving us around. But all the listeners, man, people around town just, hey, 92.9, Dukes and Bell. Yeah. It was so cool to see that. And then on top of that, man, you know, we had the police escort today, which was absolutely incredible.
Some great guys, man, APD, and I got a chance to make some new friends with them, which is always a good thing, as we got the motorcycle escort. I got to be honest with you. I could get used to an 8 motorcycle cop escort everywhere I go.
No doubt.
It does make things quite easy. I got to be honest with you. Even with guys jogging behind us, that's probably still the quickest I've gotten through Midtown in like about a year. But we started downtown right around the corner from Ted's Montana and worked our way all the way up and made a right on Ponce and then a left on Briarcliff. But a couple guys were hitting us up going, why aren't you guys running? And I showed a picture of a big giant hill going up to the Emory campus. And one of the things, you know, we'll get to this New York Times article where they got it right about how the team was built, but they didn't really get what's right about Atlanta. One of the things, just real quick, we drove through a part of Atlanta I've never been through. We were up around like Briar Hills, came out through Emory, then came out like on the other side of Ansley over by Piedmont. There's some beautiful houses, beautiful neighborhoods. Next thing you know, you're on Piedmont and you're right back in Midtown. And it's something that, you know, maybe some people take for granted in this town, which is how freaking awesome everything was where we were today.
It's one of the most beautiful cities. Mike and I were having this conversation. You know, if you've had the luxury of traveling around the country, you know, some cities are just sprawl, right? Dallas, to me, as good of a city as it's
concrete
just sprawl.
Jungle, man. Really
it's just
is.
Sprawl. There is, you know, the topography here, the trees, the scenery, the way the city is laid out. Now, given, I wish the engineers would have thought twice about, you know, I-75 and 85.
Right on.
But that's neither here nor there. Washington, D.C. is another city, if you've never been, that when you drive through it and you make your way around it, it's a beautiful city. And I just think, you know, sometimes we get caught up in what this city isn't,
right?
And, oh, it's traffic, it's this and that. So, yeah, we were enjoying that around today, but it got us into the whole conversation about this New York Times article, which we'll talk about.
And one of the cool things we did see also everywhere we went to today and sort of the, you know, from like Midtown over towards Decatur then up is Atlanta United flags every other house. I mean, we probably saw 200 Atlanta United flags as we were rolling around up in that neck of the woods, man. So just a lot of fun, and we'll talk plenty more about that New York Times article, which has got some people fired up. I mean, like, I don't ever anticipate or expect a Northeastern newspaper to get the South, ever. You know, never get the context, never get the vibe right. And they didn't in this article either.
Hey, man, you can always follow us on social media across all platforms, 92.9 The Game. He's at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And we certainly invite your comments and thoughts on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as well at 404-741-0929. So, yeah, man, last night, and here's the deal. Dude, you jinxed me.
You jinxed me. All day yesterday, whether it was on air or during the breaks, and mostly you guys.
Well, all I could do is look out the window, and the weather looked nice.
You kept saying it, too. Oh, the weather looks good. I can see it from here. And I'm like, yeah, all right, it does.
And on my phone, it said 10 o'clock for rain. I figured that you'd at least get six innings in before the thunderstorms rolled in.
As soon as I left the station yesterday, rolled down to meet my wife and my daughter at the game, and literally, storms. The game has been delayed. I was like, damn. So I'm like, okay. They'll get some innings in. We'll hang around. Right. We'll stick around. Not the case, man. Anybody who made their trip last night over to see the Cubs, and they're going to make that game up August 30th, by the way, for those who had tickets.
Here's a great question. Will we be in a pennant race August 30th?
That's a great question. And I'm going to tell you that I think we'll be – the answer is yes. I think we're going to be in the hunt. But, yeah, man, so we make it our way over there, and we kind of, you know, wanted to wait it out. But at some point you realize the tarp wasn't going to get removed and the game was going to be delayed and ultimately canceled. But – oh, man, I tell you what, it was the worst. Mike, it kind of brought back some memories about sitting through rain delays when I was covering baseball. And I remembered, I don't miss this. I don't miss this at all. You'd be at the park all night waiting right. until finally they make the decision to call. And sometimes they'd come out and play half an inning.
Right.
It'd start raining again, and then
the tarp comes
back out.
Is that the worst in a rain delay in a race? Because it takes forever to dry the track, or obviously when you're at a baseball park. But I will say this. Turner Field, they had that amazing run where they had no cancellations. They might have had some rain delays, but they had an amazing run where no games were postponed by rain for a number of seasons. Some of the best father and son conversations I ever had with my dad.
Ballpark?
Shea Stadium and rain delays. Maybe 2,000 people sticking around. Because when you walk out to the concourse and you're looking at Manhattan, and my old man, that's when he packed his Marlboro. And, tell you what, buddy boy, I guess a philosophy. So some of the great life lessons actually came during rain delays as the old man was pounding 40-ounce Schaefer's.
I think a lot of Braves fans were trying to hold out last night and then finally gave up like we did. So, when you got a rain delay, you haven't eaten, what do you do, Mike Bell? You stop by Popeyes on Windy Hill.
Boom. How was your Popeyes experience? Did you get it right?
No, they got it right, man. Listen, I think a lot of people were leaving or attempting to leave SunTrust. So, you know, it was kind of crowded from the standpoint of the drive-thru. But I got through fairly easy. They got my eight-piece spicy right, so I can't complain.
You have any biscuits for breakfast?
I did not, man. I did not. Matter of fact,
get some bacon going to those.
It's in the fridge.
Is all you have to do is just basically make a biscuit? What's that secret ingredient on their biscuits?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Other than a load of butter.
Hey, man, it is Duke Sabell. We're live at Twin Peaks. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Hey, just to let you guys know, coming up on the show, we will talk Atlanta United with Doug Roberson. He will join us coming up here at about 2:40 this afternoon. We'll get his thoughts on this match Sunday. Red Bulls down at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Also, a little bit later on, one of the funniest guys in the business, Frank Caliendo, is going to stop by. Frank's going to be in town. He's got a show coming up. I think it's the 28th, but just a super cool guy, man. And we've known him for years, Mike, going back to days before we actually worked together. And Frank's been doing a lot of different stuff, but he's back on the road. And so we're going to get a chance to talk to one of our friends and Steve Koonin, Mike, because all the conversation this week about the draft and where the Hawks may go, Hawks CEO Steve Koonin makes his stop by as well.
Yep, we got a new coach here, and we're waiting to see what's going to happen with Dennis. A lot of people just kind of assume it's a fait accompli. That's for the folks in Ringgold. Ringgold, that actually is a Latin word that means a done deal. But a lot of people just assume that Dennis is gone. But we'll see about that, man. We have until June 21st to figure out what the plan is for the draft.
No doubt about it. Hit us up, 404-741-0929. We're going to give you a chance to win some money coming up here in just a second. Also, do want to mention, unfortunately, here we are, you know, on a Friday. You want to get the weekend started off right. And we had another school shooting today in Texas.
No, I was asking Carl because you worked in Houston, spent so much time in Texas. Santa Fe is south of Houston, suburban or country? What is it?
It is. If you've never been, Houston would be north and Galveston, all right, sits south of Houston. And Santa Fe is basically below what is League City and close to Webster, Texas. And but it is basically – I would tell you, Mike, about 45 minutes outside of Houston.
Okay.
Heading south. And it may not be that far because by that point you may be in Galveston. But, yes, the Houston surrounding area, League City is probably the biggest city, if you've been to Texas, that's closest to where this event took place. What is the latest AT? I'm looking at AT. Was it 9?
10 now, according to CNN. 10 fatalities, yeah.
Okay. And one teacher?
Yeah. And they've got a suspect named Dimitris Pagortsis, 17-year-old. Not sure what his connection is to the school of yet, but you just sit there and you see this, and I know you guys turned to sports talk radio for a relief and release from the rest of the world, but sometimes you just wonder, I mean, how do we not have a better way in this country to figure this situation out?
Well, it's got to get fixed somehow, and we've got to come together and do that. But once again, just reporting to you the news, and that is a big story today, obviously, in the world. All right, man, we got some sports news to get to, including NBA playoffs continue this week. We're going to talk about the Braves starting this series against Miami. Mike, Miami's terrible. I mean, that's just a bad team now.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. You know how we kept Freddie Freeman around? Some teams would have totally moved Freddie to get more prospects and say, look,
right,
no sense in it. Just completely busted out, which is basically what the Marlins did. Yelich, they traded. Obviously, Giancarlo Stanton was never going to be an option for them. But they completely gutted this thing, and it's a shame. But the good news is you play these guys about 16 times this season, so that should be a bunch of wins for you to help win this division.
No doubt. They are in town tonight, and Sean Newcomb's on the hill for the Bravos. Hey, let's give you a chance to win some money right now on Dukes and Bell.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Cone, C-O-N-E, Cone, for your chance at $1,000. All you need to do is text it to 72881. That's 72881 from your cell phone. Cone is the code word.
Cone, C-O-N-E, a cone of silence. Cone, guys, text that to 72881. We've already given away $1,000 the other day. What was it, Tuesday, A.T.? A man from Cartersville got it. Make sure you get in on your loot. Wednesday it was. Well, how about we do it on a Friday, man? Make it an extra payday in your little extra something in your envelope. You send Cone to 72881 on your text.
And now I am taking wages.
And look at this guy. Get on your phone, man. Look at this guy right now. You tell me you couldn't use $1,000? He's back, Playboy. Get on that phone. 72881 and send Cone.
I don't know if he's paying attention right now. I think he's posting or just got a picture from some woman. Hey, I am taking odds, though. At what point does Mike Bell check out?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is I came in and actually got a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I went over to Town Center Mall.
Yeah.
You know, because I got a big vacation starting Saturday. By the way, the guy.
It's big, all right.
By the way, the dude at GNC. Tried to up some of that Testo Blast 6000 again.
Did you jump on it?
No, I said, you know, like last time, dude, I had sweats. I grew a tail for a week. I said, no, I am not buying some of this testosterone supplement stuff. I'll just take my case of Nugenics and I'll get on my way. So I look like Frank Thomas.
Well, listen, I'm excited for you because I know how excited you are to take the wife over and, you know, to see the scenery and the hotels, the butlers, right, the cars. Well, you know, again, it's going to be incredible.
Time out. Let's nip this in the bud because I already had a guy on Twitter last night going, yeah, I thought you guys were like the people's show, man.
Well, one of us.
Yeah, will you stop? You know what? You know what? I don't have any kids, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pushing 50. This is what you get to do when you don't have kids and, you know, you say, well.
Butlers?
You know what? I'm living like a rock star. You know, it was bad enough a few years ago when I went off to Paris for Thanksgiving. You're like, must be nice, go to Paris for Thanksgiving. You know what? I earned this, okay? I earned this. When I was working 5 jobs, bartending, putting up sheetrock, working at a liquor store, working overnights, that's my sweat equity for now living like a big, rich, fat slob, okay, over in Europe, if you must know.
Listen, I understand, Mike, and I support your hustle. I'm not tripping. I understand. I just want our listeners to understand how extravagant this is.
Well, guess what? I'll be sending a selfie from a gondola on Sunday, okay? So be ready for that.
Yes, selfie kings. All right, man, we're coming back. We're going to hit some headlines. Hit us up on the Twitter. Mike Bell, ATL, man, put them up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to today, man. Lots of sports stuff, including this conversation Mike and I will talk about. And really, we want to hear from you guys because the perception of our city, whatever you think it is, it's not. And what it was has changed. Mm-hmm. We'll come back and hit headlines next live from Twin Peaks.
He has lost his bird. Put him in the cone of shame.
I do not like the cone of shame.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up. It is Friday. Glad to have you listening, man. Mike and I hanging out up here, and it's good to see some guys hanging out already, getting their Friday started. What's going on, bro? Friday started early, and you can come through, enjoy a nice cold brew and some delicious food here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Maybe you're headed to the Braves game. Stop in on your way. Real quick, before we get to some headlines, I was really having a really good day.
You and I had a great, we're having a great day.
Great day, great day. And I was sipping on some lemonade here, and I look up, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's probably 60 TVs in here. And they've got a variety of shows on. Mm-hmm. FS1, ESPN, MLB, NFL Network.
All right, right now, Matt Bryant is about to kick the extra point to make it 28-3 in Super Bowl 51. After Devontae easily scampers in for a score, 8:31 left in the game. We blow a 25-point lead. I was having the best. You're right. We had a great day. We did some good work. We helped out the kids with Special Olympics. It's a buzzkill.
It's a real.
You know what? Make mine a double there, Chico.
It's tough. I was just telling Mike. I said, "Wow, look. Oh, it's the game." And he goes, "Yeah, it's 21-3. It's about to be 28-3."
Third and long, we got a pass interference against Gabriel. I mean, how did we blow that? I mean, I know how we blew it, but I mean, still, it begs to ask the question, how in the hell did we blow that?
It's hard, man. It's hard. So anyways, we were just sitting here, and it brought up those terrible memories.
But anyway, it's a Friday. We want to try to have some fun, so come up and enjoy. If there's ever something to get your mind off of that or anything else or any other troubles in your life, it's lovely ladies here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right off of Barrett Parkway. So come by and say hi.
All right, man. Craig is running the board, the engineer back at the studio. AT, executive producer here on site with us. He is still not speaking. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
No, Arthur's speaking. He's just speaking to the lovely ladies here at Twin Peaks.
Well, that's what he does. I mean, come on. But I'm starting to think this is a rebellion, though.
He's sweet with the words.
Yeah. Hey, the finale of the Braves Cubs series rained out last night at SunTrust. So I do have a question, and I think I got this right. The game gets rained out, no innings played. You had tickets, like me.
Yeah.
You get to go to the makeup game, right?
Which is August 30th.
Right? Help us out. 404-741-0929. Somebody was asking me that. Like,
yeah,
hey, I get to use these tickets. Of course you do. There was no game last night. You know?
And makeup is, and even if it was part of a doubleheader, you would be admitted to that portion of the doubleheader.
Absolutely.
You're good to go, man. You're fine.
All right. So for those.
Don't throw out your ticket.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying, for those people who were wondering, because some guys were asking me, and I said, yeah, I think you're able to go.
Not to mention it's digital these days anyway. Just do a screen save of it. Keep it on your phone.
Keep it on the phone. So tonight. It's a weekend series against the last place Miami Marlins. 16-27 on the season. Sean Newcomb on the hill tonight for the Braves. And, Mike, it's interesting. You said, you know, are we going to be in the pennant race when we see that makeup game against the Cubs on August 30th? If the Braves continue to get good starting pitching, I'm still concerned about the bullpen, but that's something we got to, you know, just roll with right now.
Right.
Hopefully Brian Snicker can find the combination to get those three outs or those six outs at the end of games.
Right. I mean, do you trust the bullpen? Well, still a little nervous in the service when you see Minter out there. And this kind of, hopefully, you know, they gain confidence from the good job the other night. But if you can and you can find, the problem now is you can't find any help because you've got half the big leagues think they're in a pennant race. So
right.
You got to wait till some guys make that decision, probably most likely in the American League. I don't think you're going to get much help in the NL. But we'll find if Alex Anthopoulos can be a wheeler dealer and have the where, hopefully the big company, you know, Liberty, gives him the wherewithal to go make some moves. And, yeah, we could actually be talking about a pennant race, so that August makeup game with the Cubs might mean a lot.
Mike Soroka was supposed to get the start last night, and then he got scratched. Max Fried was then going to start. Of course, the game gets rained out. But Soroka did talk about the shoulder injury.
It's just something that I've been pitching through a little bit, and sometimes you don't know if new soreness, so to start, it goes away, and it's just something that didn't really go away. So it's more of just a concern. They thought a precautionary just – make sure it goes away, and it's a long season and a lot of first-time high-stress pitches, so just make sure that it's all under control and be back helping the club get wins soon.
Now, this is a kid that I was expecting to be up here, getting a lot of innings in, and as he said, helping the team win, Mike, but, you know, with young pitchers and shoulder injuries, now you got to be a little cautious, don't you?
High stress? You talked about, what was he? I mean, there's a whole new terminology now with arms and the way Major League Baseball pitches are handled. Nowadays, it's the sixth inning. We all grew up with guys going complete games and all. It's just a different world. But one thing for sure, he is a future star on this team. If everything you think he's going to be and what he has been in the minor leagues continues in this trajectory. So, yeah, you just be better safe than sorry, but still a little strange.
Hey, in other news, guys, as we talk about the headlines, did you see this story where Terrell Owens has come out and basically said the Cowboys should fire Jason Garrett?
Yeah, well, you and I were talking about this off the air at the end of the show yesterday. I couldn't agree more with Terrell Owens. I don't know what Jason Garrett does other than get marginalized every year as they bring in more coaches, take away play calling, have to obviously acquiesce to Jerry and his son with the moves personnel-wise. I don't know what Jason Garrett is. I mean, you know, you get more friends down in Dallas than I do. To me, he's a placeholder.
Well, listen, I think you could put as much blame on him as you could maybe Tony Romo when he was the quarterback there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in recent years, last season, are you willing to blame Jason Garrett or you blame Roger Goodell? I think Cowboy fans blame Roger Goodell for the season.
Well, that was a team that certainly, I mean, like they got banged up. The tackle injury hurt them for a couple of games, but certainly Ezekiel Elliott ended their season.
Yeah. Here is Terrell Owens talking about why it doesn't make any sense that he still has a job.
When you really look at it, it doesn't make sense for Jason Garrett to continue to have his job not really expanding or not really progressing with the organization, even as a team, under his coaching tenure there.
More to come in our NFL Blitz segment at 3 o'clock, including some comments from Hugh Jackson. And also we'll hear more from Torrey Smith about why he doesn't want to visit the White House. Interesting stuff coming out there. Meanwhile, what's going on with the Atlanta United? Midfielder Chris McCann and Franco Escobar will not play, Mike, on Sunday.
Yeah, McCann has been dealing with a hamstring strain, and there's nothing but rest that's going to get that better. And Escobar, again, he got run over by Brad Guzan. It's happened a few times to him, but he got run over the last game, or sorry, 2 games ago, so you won't see him out there. But the good news is we got depth even on the defensive side. Tata expects to have everyone else healthy for the New England game on May 30th. So if you get through this one, we have this long break. So hopefully against the Red Bulls at home, we get it done. But, you know, you got so many young defenders that do the great job. LGP, after taking some heat for that Houston game, has been all-star quality for the United.
Hey, man, by the way, you'll be able to listen to the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday. Mike Conte and our man Jason Longshore with the call.
You watched any of the Stanley Cup last night when you got home?
A little bit.
Playoffs, not the finals, but
boy,
playoffs.
Boy, Ovechkin was hot.
Now, you and I, a few months back, you took Nashville, I took Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay was on this ridiculous tear back in March and April. I mean, money. If you didn't see it last night, Vasilevsky, the goalie for Tampa Bay, was pulling stuff out of his ear and other orifices. But if you didn't see it, man, Washington did everything, certainly deserved to win that game. But now they've lost all the momentum, so all the goodwill they built up and finally getting over Pittsburgh is now out the window. I was reading the Washington Post today, and they're going, here we go again. And now they got to go on the road. So now the Lightning gain home ice advantage again, because now it's a 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All tied at 2.
Well, and you know, we kept saying, it's just Washington's year. This is the time. This is the year.
See, Ovechkin basically breaks his stick, smashes it, and loses. I mean, they've lost all their mojo, and now Tampa Bay's got the confidence, and their goalie, after having a brutal game too, is right back with, I mean, top form. So, yeah, watch out for the Lightning.
Hey, man, we got some college football news coming up. NBA playoffs resume, obviously, this weekend. Eastern Conference moves to Cleveland for Game 3 tomorrow. It's Cavs-Celtics. That game's at 8:30 on ESPN. And then Sunday, Game 3, Rockets-Warriors from Oakland. Here's Tyronn Lue talking about being home and what it all means for the Cavaliers right now.
Just because we're home don't mean that, you know, we're going to play well. We got to come out and just take the game. You know, I thought we did a good job in that first half. In game two, let it get away from us in the third quarter. So we got to put a full 48-minute game together, which I know we can. Our fans and crowd will be ready to go, and we'll be ready to go also.
You think they win game three at home?
Yeah, I think Golden State bounces back in a big way. I think I still think six. I'm going to say Golden State in six. I mean, unless Harden can, you know, prove us wrong, if they play the way they did in game two, then, yeah, this will go 7 games, and it's a coin flip. But I think a lot of people out there still figure that Harden will have 1 game statistically where he's going to take a big dip.
Yeah.
And can Paul handle the load and the difference if Harden can't give you 30 points?
LeBron and company, they get back into this Boston
series?
There's
no way on God's green earth the Cavs lose this game.
Okay.
Arthur, your thoughts?
Thank you.
Yeah. He says NBA will not allow it
to
happen.
The NBA will not allow LeBron to get swept. If for nothing else, with the TV ratings and at least a few more games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hey, Mike, Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa, he told a group of 7th and 8th graders in his native Hawaii that he considered transferring from Alabama before playing in the national championship game. And a lot of people are like, what? Remember, Jalen Hurts went into that game, guys, with one L, right? Two L's, actually. He had just lost to Auburn. Right. And, you know, the kid, I said, I think he's 25-2 or whatever it is. I don't know if Tagovailoa thought he was going to be the guy or get the playing time.
I guess the message he was telling the kids is, you know, you hang in there and don't quit. He was considering transferring out of Alabama. Nick Saban loves the guy's ability to throw the football. The rumors and everything we heard from everybody we've spoken to that follows and covers the Tide is too many interceptions, too many wild throws in practice and scrimmage situations for Alabama. That's why Saban didn't have the confidence to throw him in there, although he's a much better thrower than Jalen Hurts. But obviously, the proof's in the pudding. I think a lot of people still think that, you know what? What do you do now? Do you? Because Jalen Hurts' dad says, if you don't start my boy, he's out.
Right.
You're in a tough spot. Nick Saban does not want to be answering questions about this, and this kind of puts a little more air into that fire, doesn't it?
It really does. I can't wait to see how this thing plays out. And the thing for me is, if they have a situation where he ends up benching for a series or two, Tagovailoa, and let's say Jalen comes back into the game and leads to Alabama down the field a couple of times and they score. Now what are you doing? Are you telling me you're going with the hot-handed quarterback at Alabama?
And then it's Monday morning and you got all the medias assembled. Coach Saban, how would you describe what's going on in this quarterback controversy? You'll see the mushroom cloud from here in Atlanta. The Coke bottle will not be able to answer those questions because, I mean, it will be a thing. It'll be definitely something that will manifest itself over the season unless one of these guys wins this job and Saban says, let the chips fall. And if Jalen Hurts' dad doesn't like it, he can go transfer to LSU or somewhere.
It's going to be interesting, guys. Hey, real quick, Mark Teixeira.
Not that Saban would let him transfer to LSU.
No, I don't think he would. Not a rival school. Mark Teixeira told ESPN's Michael Kay that he was not surprised at the suspension of former Yankees teammate Robinson Cano. Do you think guys were familiar or at least knew this guy was maybe doing something?
Okay, here's what I got to ask you. Is the guys not like Robinson Cano? Now these guys are putting this stuff out there?
It seems like it.
I've always, you know, when you watch a guy and you don't know the guy, you're not in that locker room or that clubhouse, he always had that kind of air that because his dad grew up in baseball, his dad was a professional, that his stuff didn't stink. You know, he always had that kind of like the aloofness. I don't know if that translates. At least Teixeira felt that he was going to go public with it. Most guys would just keep it to themselves. I wonder if he rubbed some of those guys in that Yankee clubhouse the wrong
way. Yeah, it's
just Cashman almost went there and kind of doubled back. He was about to say there was, suspicion, but he, you know, caught himself.
Yeah, Teixeira comes out and says, I wasn't surprised. That to me makes me want to believe that guys knew what was going on with him.
It'd be nice if they could actually ask A-Rod a tough question while he's doing the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball and answer a question about it.
It would be nice.
Because he was buddies with the dude.
Hey, man, coming up, guys, we're going to talk some Atlanta United. But first, a reminder, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Grady Jarrett present the 5th Annual 92.9 The Game Celebrity Golf Classic Wednesday, June 6th. It is at Topgolf in Midtown. A variety of stars coming out, including soon-to-be Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. Harry Douglas is going to be there. Vic Beasley, Brian Jordan, Grady Jarrett, Derek Shelby. I could go on and on. Here's what we want you to do. Go to the website, sign up so you can come out, hang out with Mike and I, hang out with the radio station, but more importantly, play and give back to charity, all right? All the information is there at 929thegame.com. We'll talk at Atlanta United next.
All right, right now, Matt Bryan is about to kick the extra point to make it 28-3 in Super Bowl 51. After Devontae easily scampers in for a score, 8:31 left in the game. We blow a 25-point lead.
Now you want to check into the hotel marquee under Jameson if you still give it, which I figured you wouldn't.
You figured right.
So long, brother. You're home free.
Take it easy. We got to take care of something.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Hey, we're going to talk to our man, Doug Roberson, coming up here in just a few minutes about our Atlanta United, this match on Sunday. We'll get into an NFL Blitz segment next hour as well. But, Mike, as we were talking about this article just briefly yesterday, and I think it kind of sparked some conversations last night from Andy Bunker, who also talked about this with the Bunker mentality, and then today with Rick and John as they got into this. And it was weird yesterday, and I'll just lay the foundation as we get into this conversation with Doug here in a second. But Mike was like, I think that this article is really good on the Atlanta United. And I said, I haven't seen it yet. So I went and read it. And I start complaining immediately about the tone of some of the things that were being said. And Mike says, well, listen, and we're having this conversation off air. And he says, I don't necessarily agree with everything they're saying in the article, but the foundation of what this team and how this team was built, that's factual. And I said, yeah, but the part that kind of pisses me off is the idea that prior to the United, that this was not a great place to live.
Right.
And we had this conversation on the off the air, which then led us to having it on the air. But we're going to get more into it today. If you've not had a chance to read it, I think you tweeted it out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I like the article because it does break down how the vision of the team was, again, implemented. Darren Eales obviously had a plan. Arthur rolled with it as opposed to the usual plan, which is bring washed-up guys from England or from Spain to steal money for a couple of years and have no value when they retire. Whereas we've got guys that we develop from South America, can then trade them, make money off them, and keep the pipeline active, and then we can be perennial champions or at least contenders. So it's a great plan. The MLS commission was worried about filling Mercedes-Benz. Arthur assured him that that's not going to be a problem. So I like that aspect. But yes, I don't think there's ever anyone from the Northeast or the Midwest who understands the South. And that could be Birmingham. Because basically they're making it sound like we're Charlotte. We're just a commuter city with no soul, with no kind of energy or vibe. When meanwhile, Atlanta is the number one R&B hip-hop music destination, has been for over 30 years, as if that doesn't matter. And you would think of anything a liberal newspaper would understand about how a city has got an affluent African-American core. And they don't even address that in this article.
No, but Atlanta is the capital of the South. And, you know, if you grew up in a small city in the South, whether it's Mississippi, Florida, Carolinas, Tennessee, everybody aspired to come to Atlanta. Right. It's just, it's been.
But you're
that
making it sound like we're Birmingham or Charlotte, and those cities are devoid of the kind of vibe and juice that we do have. We know that.
We're going to talk more about this, but let's talk about our Atlanta United with Doug Robertson joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We find out that Chris McCann and Franco Escobar are not going to be available on Sunday. What do you know about these injuries, and what does the rest of the squad look like?
Chris McCann's is a hamstring issue that he suffered before the Chicago game, and Escobar's is a chest injury that he suffered during the game, and he once again got crushed by Brad Guzan, who appears to be kind of a crash dummy for Guzan when he comes charging out of the box. Both players appear to be fine. McCann has been training independently this week. Escobar has been working with the team, not in scrimmage drills, but in other things. So I think they're going to be fine by the time the team goes to New England on May the 30th, I believe it is.
Right, Doug, you got a bit of a break. And Miles Robinson, I know he's only 21, but you can use him. We've certainly got other guys out there like Sal Zizzo. So we do have the depth. And obviously, we've mentioned this before you came on, that Leandro Gonzalez-Perez has been playing at an all-star clip the last few games.
Yeah, Gonzalez-Perez, he's kind of harnessed his emotions a little bit. He doesn't have the histrionics for the referees or anything that he has the first season and five or six games. So that maturity, that emotional control, I think is kind of being channeled into just aggressive plays rather than just aggressive behavior. So that's working well for him. Miles Robinson has looked really, really sharp in his only two MLS starts after being the second pick of the Super Draft last season. I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him. Sal has done well when he stepped in as a fullback. The depth is something that the team had a little bit of last season, but just not in the level of quality that it has this season.
Doug, what's your concern heading into this match on Sunday with the Red Bulls? What do you think is the concern of Tata going into this match?
The Red Bulls are a really good team. They're a young team. They're a fast team. They like to press, just like Atlanta United. They have one of the best goal scorers in league history, and Bradley Wright Phillips, who's more than capable of taking any, half a second mistake made by Atlanta United's defenders and turning it into a goal. Tyler Adams is one of the best young midfielders in MLS and probably a mainstay of the national team in the future. So he's likely going to be marking Almiron throughout the game. Their ability to take mistakes and turn them into counterattacks, just like Atlanta United does, is probably Tata's biggest concern going into this game.
Are we going to stay with, like, the 3-5-2? Is that basically just works better for us right now?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sorry, it's Doug Robertson, by the way, with us on the WadeFord.com hotline from the AJC. Just asking, for the most part, we've had most success in the 3-5-2. So despite the injuries, you like that formation? Is that what we're going to roll with against the Red Bulls?
You would think they would because they're unbeaten. I think it's in 9 games using that formation. But because the Red Bulls like to press and they like to play out of the back as well, Martino has said in the past that when teams do that, he likes to revert back to the 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3 that the team used to make the playoffs last season, simply so that they could be more proactive and try to pin the other team deep in their half and not let them build out of the back. But it's a tough one. I think they're going to go with a 4-3-3, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did go with a 3-5-2, simply because they've gotten such good results from it the past 9 games they've used it.
He's the AJC beat writer for our Atlanta United. The match is Sunday, guys, as they take on the Red Bulls, coming off of a big match against Orlando in which they went down on the road and handled their business. We had Brad Guzan on yesterday. Brad was very positive, talking about, returning this week. And we were talking to him about Michael Parker specifically in the defense and the communication.
Ageless wonder.
Yeah, Doug, how important, in your opinion, has that been to the success of our United?
I think Parkhurst has been, next to probably Almiron and Martinez, the MVP this season. He's so good. He's not playing his age, so to speak, even though he's significantly younger than I am. He just looks better and better every game. He's very good at marshaling that back line. When they use that 3-5-2, at keeping the three center backs together, at making sure that none of the opponent's best weapons on offense are free running around to get into space. They were particularly good against Orlando City doing that. Sasha Kleston, you forgot, was on the field until he got into a fight with one of his own teammates until the final minutes, and that's because of the work done by Parkhurst and Larunowitz communicating with everybody else on the field to make sure that there were no free runs, there were no free guys. He's been invaluable. It wouldn't surprise me if he makes the All-Star game for the second consecutive year, and I think he should be in the running for the MLS Best 11.
A guy that's really doing things for us, a captain, as we said, you know, without, well, what's, whatever Parkus brings us this year is gravy. And he's just been, he's been the Energizer Bunny. Keeps on rolling. Doug Robertson's with us here, guys. Covers the Atlanta United for the AJC here at On 92.9 The Game with Mike and Jason. We'll have the call for you right here Sunday night. Hey, man, Julian Gressel. Love what he does.
Gressel.
I mean, I guess, Doug, it's kind of like the same conversation we have every week with you. There's so much talent. You wish you could start 14 or 15 guys on this team, even with the injuries.
That's true. Julian, I think, in the 3-5-2 is probably one of the better wingbacks in MLS. It's not a formation that a lot of teams use, so it's hard to compare him to other guys. But offensively, I think he puts in one of the better crosses in the league from that right side. He's so good at kind of wrapping his foot around the ball and sticking it between the defenders and in front of the goalie and kind of leaving them in no man's land. It's just, you know, he's just been unfortunate that there hasn't been someone on the end of them. There's just a little bit of it's like a karma kind of issue. When Gressel's putting those crosses in, whoever's making the run stops because they think it might be a cutback cross to the top of the box, similar to what Barco scored on last week. But eventually the timing is going to get back again, and Gressel's just going to keep pounding those balls in, and somebody's going to be on the end of them to turn them home.
Well, we look forward to an exciting match on Sunday, Doug. Always appreciate you jumping on with us, talking some soccer as we do on a weekly basis. Hey, man, enjoy. And Atlanta!
United!
Doug, take care.
Thanks, guys. Y'all
there
take
he
care.
Is, man. You too.
Right on.
The beat writer for our Atlanta United. Hey, coming up, gambling and how it could increase the possibility of the NFL going to 18 games.
Wow. You really, man, they're getting greedy.
We'll talk about it coming up. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come out and hang out with Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.